Hello, how's everybody doing today? Today's teaching is going to be on the subject entitled Deep Sleep. We're still dealing with the Queen. And just so you know, most of this information is coming out of my book, A Revelation of Eve. It can be found on Amazon under that title, or my name, Romel Duane Moore Sr. And it's also available on Kindle. So we're going to be talking about deep sleep. This is found in Genesis chapter 2. We're going to be reading verse 21 through 22. It reads, "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman, and brought her unto the man." So as we deal with the subject of deep sleep, one of the first things we see is that God did not return to the ground when he was ready to make woman. We know that when he got ready to make man, the Bible says that he formed man from the dust of the earth. But he did not return to the ground when he got ready to make woman. He wanted woman to come out of man. And he wanted children to come out of woman. This would be the blueprint of submission. Woman came out of man, therefore she submitted to man. Children came out of woman, therefore they're submitted to the mother. This is also connected to delegated authority that we find in Scripture. The Bible says that God is the head of Christ, Christ is the head of man, and man is the head of woman. So, in this passage, right at the beginning, we actually find the answer to one of the most important questions in life, sisters, and that is, how to know if a man is the one God ordained for you. Some people believe the Bible is outdated and things of that nature. That's because they're not born again and are not led by the Spirit of God. We cannot understand this spiritual document called the Word of God without the Holy Ghost, because he is the author. So in Genesis chapter 2, the Bible says, the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs in order to make woman. So to answer the question, how to know if a man is the one that God has ordained for you, we must look at the text. And the way that you know that the man is God ordained, or your Adam that he has for you, this is the answer, sisters. You must feel in your heart of hearts that you came out of him, because this is the blueprint. This was the first man and woman, the first marriage. And so in order to know how God expects something to happen, or the ordained order, we must look at the Word of God and where it started. Eve literally came out of Adam. Sister, that brother you dating, that brother you engaged to, or the one that you have said to yourself, I think he's the one, can you say in your heart of hearts, and you're a long time with God, do you feel like you came out of him? If you do not feel in your heart of hearts like you came out of that man, which takes time, quality time being spent with that person to know what they believe and where they are in life, if you cannot say yes to that, he is not the one. Now, we must understand that this is deeper. This is a deeper level than just good chemistry and being attracted to them, compatibility, great credit, physicality, material possessions, education, certain mannerisms. This is deeper than skin color, career, faith, finances, children. This is about DNA. Because hear me, sisters. You cannot walk away from yourself. And I know that may sound crazy. That may sound a little crazy, but it's the truth. The reason why 50% of marriages, even in the church, end in divorce, because God didn't put it together. We just got to be honest about that. And the Bible is clear. He said, the Bible says, whom the Lord put together, let no man, you know, attempt to tear apart. So the truth of the matter is, we don't do this the Bible way. We pursue what we want, what, you know, person have to look a certain way, our standard, not God's standard, our beliefs, not his beliefs, our blueprint, not his blueprint. What's amazing is what we want fail us 100% of the time, and we wake up every new day and pursue it again. If that's not insanity, grits ain't groceries. But we do it. I've done it. Everyone under the sound of my voice have done it. The issue is we keep doing it. Brothers out there, brothers say, well, she have to be cute in the face and small in the waist, or a certain short hair, or a certain color eyes, or big butt, or whatever it is. We wake up every day, and even though the last 10, 20, 30, 100 women that fit that description, the relationship have failed ultimately, we wake up and we say, well, I still want what I want. That's the insanity of man. And so at some point, we have to say, if we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. At some point, we have to submit to the will and word of God. So at the heart of the text, it was about DNA. Eve literally came out of Adam. And this is the point, sisters. You can't get away from DNA. Because she had the same DNA, he could never walk away from her. Because this is why the Bible says, shall two become one. That was not a faith, that was not a statement or slogan of faith. That was a statement of reality and truth, because Eve had his DNA. The reason why brothers can walk away from you so easily is because you never came out of him. You're not really his. It's just that simple. We cannot walk away from ourselves. This is why the scripture says in the book of Ephesians chapter 5, for the husband to love the wife as Christ loved the church and gave himself for it. The Bible tells us to love our wives even as ourselves. That is not a statement of faith, because if you came out of me, it's easy for me to love you because you are me or a part of me. See? And so when it's God ordained, it's not an issue for me to love you as my own self, because you have my DNA. Well, it's the truth anyhow. So it's about DNA, sisters. Can you say that you feel in your heart of hearts that you came out of that man? You know, And this is about spirit, soul, and body. A lot of times we move too fast and it's only about the physicality. A lot of times we move too fast and, you know, it's only about, oh, we got a few things in common, or great chemistry, or I love being with that person. Well, the Bible doesn't say that the one that God has for you would be the one that you just love being with or have a great personality. The text says that Eve came out of Adam. Look here, sister. If you can say that you felt like you came out of that man, he's not yours. And at some point in time, he will walk away from you because you do not have his DNA. When you have that man's DNA, there is a grace that he has for you, and there's a grace that you have for him. And the grace that you have for someone, it supersedes materialism. It supersedes the other stuff on your list. Okay? The grace that you have is God's supernatural favor for that person. And the person he has for you might not have half of what the typical guys you deal with. See? He may not have half the education of the typical guys you deal with, or he could have more in either one. The point I'm making is, when there's a grace on you for him, it's no longer about your list anymore, and you have to recognize that. It's like, man, you know, when my old boyfriends used to do this or act this kind of way, and I'm not talking about anything abusive, but it's like, man, that used to upset me, but when he does it, it don't bother me. See, that those are little signs to let you know that there's a grace from heaven on you for that person. And usually when the grace is there, that's the barometer that he's the one for you, because it supersedes the other standards that you previously had. Now, as a footnote, sisters, once you lay with a man, recent discoveries have found out that a man's semen is absorbed into the bones of the woman. And I believe this goes to the heart of this message, because, sisters, when you lay with a man, his DNA is being deposited inside of you. Now, this is important because God never intended for us to lay with someone who was not our spouse. And we know this to be a crystal clear scripture of not even having sex before marriage. It was designed just for the marriage bed. And so I can go into some other things, but I have to stay on track here. Because God designed it that way, he had no intentions for there to be fornication and adultery. He had no intentions for that to happen. And so when we do it the biblical way, and the person we're laying with is our God-ordained spouse, there was no problem with what was previously stated as far as the semen being absorbed into the woman's bones, because she was already bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. It was already God-ordained. The problem is, sisters, when you begin to lay with men for whatever reason, and it's not God ordained, it doesn't matter how many different men it is, if that is happening and is unprotected, you need to know you're carrying the DNA of everyone you laid with. That's pretty heavy. I have to move on. So The second thing we want to deal with is when God was ready to make woman, he designed it that she would be birthed, for lack of a better term. She would be created from a place of deep sleep and rest connected to her Adam. God, everything God does has a purpose. And so there was a reason why he first put Adam in a deep sleep before he took the rib to make woman. Because he wanted woman to be created and birthed from a place of rest, deep rest, that was connected to her Adam. God designed it this way. So when God brought Eve to Adam, hear me, sisters, Adam already carried God's image and likeness. He already had a career, a job. He was a gardener. He already had a place, the Garden of Eden, and he already had plenty sustenance, the fruit of the garden. Okay? In other words, all her needs were met. The number one need of any woman is security. All of Eve's needs were met physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. God made sure that Adam was on point before he created Eve. But I want to deal with the fact that she was created from a place of deep sleep that was connected to her Adam. Her security was in check. She had no worries, nothing to worry about. Now, anytime a woman's security is threatened, she finds it extremely difficult to get into the mood for intimacy. Brothers, this is a problem for us because the way that we relieve stress is through sex. But at the same time, we have to understand that when she is stressed, particularly in the area of her security being threatened, bills not paid, stuff need to be fixed, things of that nature, so brothers, we need intimacy to help us with our stress. But we have to understand at the same time that it's hard for her to even want to when her security is threatened. So there has to be a middle ground. First thing we need to do is make sure we're doing our best and that she knows it to remove any of the insecurities or things that threaten her securities. But sisters, I need you to hear me about this, because it's rare that I find a sister. And I know y'all say that y'all saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, and that with a burning fire going on to see what the end's going to be like. I know y'all quote scriptures all day, and y'all intercessors and prayer warriors, and you're binding the devil and throwing anointing oil and putting on a whole armor guard, God, and binding and loosing all day. But hear me. It's a rare thing that I find a woman that actually walk by faith daily. And what I mean by that is, now, I didn't say you weren't saved. I didn't say you didn't love God. But what I am saying is that when the stress shows up, when push come to shove, y'all worry too much. You doubt too much. You complain too much. What we need you to do is stand on that word. All that Bible, you know, that's when we need you to stand on it. We don't need you quoting scripture when we got all the bills paid. We need you standing and having some faith when tough times come and it's out of our control. And we both need to believe God. And I'm just putting that out there because it's a rare thing for me to find a sister that actually got the backbone that's needed and to stand on that word and do not give in to the emotional side of herself when times get tough. We need you standing on that word, being steadfast, immovable, believing and trusting that God will meet your needs. We don't need you complaining and crying and stressing us out about the things that many times is out of our control. If we lose our job, the only thing we can do is get out there and try to find another one. You complaining and bringing up every negative scenario in the book does not help the situation. So all you say, sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, sisters, keep that in mind. When times get tough, we need you to stand on the word, not remind us about what we already know is going on. Well, now, so whenever a woman's peace is taken and she can no longer rest at night, no sleep, suffering from insomnia, broken sleep, have to drink some wine just to get to sleep at night, or drinking certain teas or sleeping pills, it's connected to a Adam problem. All right? Her rest, because when God originally made woman, she was created and birthed from a place of deep sleep and rest that was connected to her Adam. Now, this interruption in her sleep, her rest, her sleeplessness that's connected to her Adam could be connected to her father, because she could have witnessed and experienced tumultuous seasons. Her father abused her, or her mom, or her sisters, or everyone else. That's impressionable on a young female mind, and her sleep could have been broken then and was never disturbed or restored. All right. So the father could be that Adam that is connected to her boyfriend or husband. If she have experienced abuse, abandonment, divorce, or even the death of her Adam, all these scenarios and more can contribute to her losing her peace, her rest. And what I want to deal with is based on the biblical text, and I know this for a fact. I've spoken because of the book and being in and out of ministries. I've spoken to a lot of sisters about the information that's in the book, and I've met many sisters who can attribute to the fact that they don't sleep well. And we get ready to go a little deeper into why you don't sleep. But the first reason is because there was a problem. There was a disconnect. There was abuse or abandonment. Something connected to the man, the Adam, whether it was a father or your boyfriend or your husband. All right. Or he may have passed. Lastly, and I found this out recently in Hawaii, there was a sister. I was teaching on this in a female prison, and a sister afterwards approached me and she said, you know, I heard what you were saying about our rest being connected to our Adam. She said, but I want you to understand that some of us abused our Adam. She said, some of us mistreated our Adam, and that's why we've lost our rest and our sleep. I said, that's something. So, sister, your rest, your sleep can also be forfeited because you wronged your Adam, because you mistreated your Adam. And when that relationship dismantled, your rest was taken with it. All right. So a woman's rest and sleep is directly connected to her Adam. Now, today's woman, especially the African-American sister, where 75% of the black homes are fatherless. These sisters have been made to fill the position of the head when you are not the head. You've been made to carry the entire load of the family when God never intended for you to do it by yourself. He gave the broad shoulders to the man to carry that weight, but now you have to do it all by yourself. You have to get out there and get the education, work for the man, play by his rules and his games. The stress of the world is on your shoulders. You got to pay all the bills, raise the kids, attempt to be the disciplinary and the nurturer, deal with them in school, everything that comes with that, the hectic, crazy schedule, worried about what they're doing while you're away, the full weight of the family, even though you are the emotional gender. You can't sleep or rest because the issues, problems, and weight of playing both positions are ever before your thoughts, imagination, and emotions, and eventually is felt in your body. Your Adam abandoned his post. You picked it up at the cost of your own sleep. And sisters, if you out there and you've been dealing with this and it's been a long season since you actually sleep at night, since you just came in and was sleepy and just went to sleep naturally and woke up rejuvenated and revived the way you're supposed to, tonight I probably diagnosed it pretty accurately why you've lost your sleep. Even if I didn't, we're going to deal with the problem. I believe God wants to restore every sister under the sound of my voice who have lost their rest, their peace, and their sleep, their deep sleep at night. See, Eve was birthed from a place of deep sleep. See, the best sleep is a third level of sleep, and God is going to restore that. And what I want you to understand is, even if you can relate to the problematic circumstances that was connected to your physical Adam, there's another Adam called Jesus Christ, the second or last Adam. And see, on the cross, he paid the price for your sleep to be restored. He took the burden. He carried the weight of the cross for you to have a covenant of peace. And we're getting ready to pray. And I want you to pray with me, and we're going to believe by faith that your rest is restored to you. Now, let me explain this. Even if you had the problems of the physical Adam, the last Adam came to restore it. He came to seek and save that which was lost. And maybe what was lost for you wasn't just your intimacy with God and salvation, but your deep rest, your sleep. Now, look at the scenario here. The second Adam came, and on the cross, when the Roman soldiers pierced him in the side, the same side where Eve came out of, the rib, that's the side that was opened up in Jesus. And this is why blood and water came out, because he was pierced under the fifth rib and it went directly to the heart. But his side was opened up so that his bride, the church, can return unto him. And so if you're born again, if you're a part of the kingdom of heaven, you have a covenant right to peace. You have a covenant right because you have been restored to the last Adam. Remember, your peace was taken because of an Adam. You lost your rest because of Adam, and it can be restored because of the last Adam. So I want you to pray this pray this prayer with me. Say, Father God, I heard your word and I understand the reasons why I can't sleep at night, because I'm carrying the whole weight. And this is a perversion of your original intent, but you've graced me to do it. But I've been doing it at the cost of my own sleep. And based on the word of God, Jesus is my last Adam. And his side was opened up just like the first Adam. Just like Eve was birthed from a place of rest, I can return to my place of rest in Christ. I have a covenant of not just healing and deliverance, but of peace and deep sleep. Your word says that you will give your beloved rest. I decree and declare, because of the price that Jesus paid at Calvary, my sleep returns to me. My rest returns to me, because I am secure in him. I am rich in him. I have all my needs met because of the last Adam. He is my peace. He is my peace. I say in Jesus' name from this day forth that when I lay down, I will not get up. I will not have broken sleep. I will sleep the whole night through, and I will awaken rejuvenated, restored, and revived in Jesus' name.